ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria, and welcome back. I have here one of my favorite people, Mario Russo. He's an expert in helping women nurture and maintain healthy hair. He trained at the Vidal Sassoon in London and Harlow in Paris and owns and operates two salons in Boston. In fact, it was a salon where I used to love going back when I was in Boston, so I admit that I'm partial. He also has his own line of hair, bath, and beauty products and just recently launched Illumi, a new set of healthy hair products. Mario, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Daria. It's my pleasure. Great to be here with you.
Great. I want to just jump in. Tell us first, what are some general health tips to keep your hair looking its best?
Well, the most important one, of course, is the shampoo. Not over-shampooing is very important. To use a shampoo that's proper for your hair type and your scalp. And I will talk a bit about the scalp because it has a lot to do with the overall health of your hair as well. And then using the proper conditioning, again, for your hair type. And also, you know, all of the other things that go on in everyday life, like, you know, blow drying, using hot irons, just pollution, all of these things. Winter for everyone that lives up in the north. So also, you know, the over-drying from the sun and the south and, you know, the salt water or pools and all of that.
Now, are there any specific treatments that you recommend people do to kind of protect their hair from those elements that you talked about?
Yeah, you know, I always get asked about, you know, home remedies. I'm not a fan of home remedies per se, mainly because, you know, there's so much work that goes on in research and development for all of these lines that are available, that I tend to sort of steer my clients towards professional products, and again, getting them to get into a regimen with these products to maximize their the health and the beauty of their hair. Yeah, so I'm not a big home remedy. Of course, there's all the classics, from, you know, eggs to olive oil to, you know, mayonnaise and all these kind of things that people have used over the years. But, again, there's a lot of things that in those products that are very good for you. But then at the same time, there are a lot of things that, especially using these heavily moisturizing products, that it's hard to get out of your hair.
And so you're saying leave those in your food and leave the what goes in your hair to the professionals?
Yes, exactly.
Now, I have a question for you as someone with curly hair. Can you talk about chemical hair straightening? Is it safe? I mean, are we doing damage to our hair? And what about, you know, we hear those formaldehyde-free versions?
Well, you know, there's so many products now on the market. And it all depends on what the professionals are using. So I would do some extensive research and ask specific question to your hairdresser about what it is they're using. So there are straighteners that, and we like to call them more keratin-type treatments than straighteners, which is really adding keratin back into the hair to alleviate some of the issues where it could be coarseness or frizziness or just hair that's too thick and too porous to work with. So, and there's some now that are very good and they're very safe.
Are there a couple of brands that you can just recommend that people ask for?
Yes. Again, I would have to let me get...
We can let you get back to us, and we can tweet on it if you want.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, because, so that's...
The important thing is not to use... The formaldehyde issue is more of a hazardous from breathing it in when you're having the treatment done. It's not so much a hazardous to your hair. And what's happened is when they break down the keratin, in an industrial facility. They're using, a lot of time, they are using the formaldehyde to break down all of these, you know, it's a whole chemical reaction that happens to break down and to make it more into a liquid form. So when we're using these very hot ions to do these treatments, and that will set off fumes, which are not healthy for one to breathe in. So we do not do those treatments in Oxalon.
Any one question that you should ask your hairstylist before you get a chemical treatment like this?
Yeah, just a straightforward question. Does it have formaldehyde? Have you done enough research that this is a safe? And now, you know, hairdressers have gotten very smart, and they themselves do not want to use these because they're not healthy for them to be using them.
This is true. Yeah. It's not good for them. All right. So after, say somebody's done a number of things to their hair processes, tell us about deep conditioning treatments. Are there ones that you like that you think are useful?
Oh, absolutely. There are many on the market. The one thing to watch out for, and this is something that, you know, having worked on Illume, my new line, is that we've steered away from any silicones or Teflons of the world. Many products do have. And, you know, they tend to cause more damage than good. They do give the hair that shine, and they do give the hair that slip. But overall, over time, it is not helpful.
Okay, so deep conditioning treatments that have silicone and Teflon really aren't going to be beneficial for your hair, and things to stay away from. All right, now you brought it up, Illume. I want to ask you about that. Tell us about this new product line that you're launching and the science behind it.
Well, I've been working with Dr. Michael Zasloff. He's a world renowned scientist, and he had a major discovery through his research with the immune system, and through his research, he was able to really look at what the natural fauna, the biome of our body and our skin and our scalp, and we actually have the highest concentration on our scalp and our forehead, and he's been able to formulate a very gentle surfactant, which is, you know, our XO70, which really is a very gentle foam. It's totally free of any sulfates. And this is truly the first surfactant that is true of not having any sulfates. So it gently cleans. It lathers. It has a beautiful lather. It rinses out beautifully. It leaves the hair squeaky clean and great shine. And there's no buildup. You know, again, it doesn't leave any residue. And the way I describe it after you've shampooed with it is that your hair, you get the true feeling of what hair really feels like.
Interesting. And it's fascinating you're talking about. So you're saying the biome of our hair. So we talk about the biome of the rest of our body and even our intestines. And you're saying that there's a true biome to our hair that we need to cultivate and to care for. I know I've been trying it and I love it. Tell some of our listeners where they can buy this product.
Illume, you can buy it online at illume.com. And also Follica is just taking on the product. They love it, and we just launched with them yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Mario, thank you so much. So, you know, sticking to the proper shampoo and conditioner for your hair, you know, sticking to keratin treatments and avoiding formaldehyde and avoiding silicone and Teflon. Really great points I am going to try to use on my own hair. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Again, remember, you can find Mario in person at Mario Russo Salons in Boston, MarioRusso.com, and on Twitter at Salon Mario Russo. And also, he mentioned Illume, Illume.com. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.